Reformed Church.
An interesting point on the plan of God for our life is too many times people will talk about, you know, what God's plan is for you versus what it is for me or what it is for Pastor Jose, or what, like, basically that there's just these huge differences in God's plan for each one of us. And while we may find ourselves in different circumstances, we may find ourselves in different places in the world, the plan of God ultimately is the exact same thing for all of us, and that's to be conformed to the image of Jesus, right? That is what God wants to do in our life. The same glory that raised Jesus from the dead, that be worked out in you. Now, that results in a lot of things on the outside, and again, we may use that image in different offices within the church. We may use that in different countries on this earth, but it's actually the same image working through all of us if we'll accept it, if we'll believe. The plan of God for all of us is, again, if we're talking about being conformed to the image of Jesus, is the same. Now, as I said, God may want you to use that in a particular office that he doesn't want me to use, you know, that in the same office, so we're not all doing the same things. That you know, perfectly makes sense. But the expanse, the I guess that's a good word for it, the quantity of power that God wants to work through you is all the same for every single believer. Ultimately, it's because we receive through the same cross, right? And if we're all receiving through the same cross, then what God has in store for you can't be different than what he has in store for me, if it's all through the same cross. Now, if we're not teaching on the cross or we're not being mindful of the cross, then you can come up with doctrine that says that God wants something for you that he doesn't want for me. God may want this person to be healed, but he doesn't want this person to be healed. God may want this person to have this amount of wealth, but he doesn't want this person to have you know, that much wealth, even though the Bible says that he meets our needs in accordance or in a proportion to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus, meaning Jesus provided God's rich glory, and God wants to meet your physical needs in proportion with how rich that glory is. That means it's the same for all of us, because Ephesians 1 says we all have the same riches in glory. It says it's the inheritance in the saints, the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints. So my point with all this is a lot of information, but it's all the same stuff. And it's the same expanse, the same, you know, quantity of power that God wants to work through all of us, the same big plan that God has for all of us, and he wants to work through all of us. But the reason why Christians do not see the same things in their life is because of what we believe about what Jesus provided, not that he provided something different. And I just want to read you something quickly in Matthew 23:37. It's based on how you receive the message of the gospel as to what results you see in your life. And that's seen very clearly in the parable of the sower. The parable of the sower shows different people. Some just brought fruit, immature fruit. Some people, you know, when they continued in the word of God, brought forth 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. But all that difference in what we manifest in our life is not based on, well, I guess God just wanted this for my life. No, what you're seeing and what I'm seeing in my life as well currently right now is not a reflection on what God provided. It's a reflection on what we're believing. That's what it is. And that's not to condemn you. That's actually to free you up. Because I said this recently also, if what you're going through is just your predestined, you know, destiny from God, then you can't change that. There's nothing you can do about it. You just have to go through what you're going through. You just have to stay with the results you're getting right now. But if I'm telling you that actually, no, it's something that you can change in your beliefs and you can just learn Jesus more and you can improve your results and see the same power that raised Jesus from the dead work in your life, then that's now, the ball's now within my court now. And now I'm not stuck in the results that I'm going through. So that's why it's important to say that the results we're seeing in our life right now and will see for the rest of our lives are not a reflection on what God's will is for your life. It's a reflection on what you want to believe of what Jesus provided. And there's so much scripture for that. This is just one verse, but Matthew 23:37 says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem." Clearly, Jesus here is speaking to Jerusalem. And it says, "Thou are you that kill the prophets and stone them which are sent unto you." Now, you'll notice, what does that denote? That denotes that they had not received the message of the gospel, because God sent the message to them. And God sends his gospel out all throughout the earth. God is trying to teach everybody the same thing at all times. Right? It's the same message of the gospel. Just because we'll even talk about certain things that we've learned at this church, it's not because God just wanted to show us those things. God wants to show everybody all his truth all at the same time, but it's a matter of what we receive. And this, talking to Jerusalem, he said, I sent messengers to you to tell you about my gospel, to tell you what Jesus, well, what he was to provide at the cross, but you stoned them and you killed them. In other words, you didn't receive the message. And he goes on, since they did not receive the message, it's the message that counts here though, since they did not receive the message, it says, how often would I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings? That's talking about protection. If you read Psalms 91, which is that, you know, protection psalm that is commonly quoted, dwelling under the shadow of the Lord or under his wing is talking about protection here. And he's saying, how often would I? You see those words, would I, in the third line there, how often would I? That's Old English, but we would say how often I wanted to, right? That would is talking about want. So this is saying that God had a will for Jerusalem. He had a will for them, a plan for them. And he said, how often? In other words, it's often in my mind that I wanted to protect you. Think about this for a second, because we're taught that God, everything just goes as God wants it. God's just in control of everything. Well, that would completely void this verse and a whole bunch of other verses, but this says that Jesus, how often I wanted so frequently to protect you from things. I wanted this, but watch this. And you would not. You would not. And he goes on in the next verse, behold, your house is left unto you desolate. That's just talking about the desolation of Jerusalem. And Jesus was foreseeing persecutions and things that Jerusalem would go through in the future. And in the previous verse, we find out how often I wanted to protect you, but you would not. You didn't want it. Now, if you were to ask anybody, and I'm going to close up just in a second, but if you ask anybody if they want the protection of God or if they want to be protected, they would say, of course I do. If you ask Jerusalem at the time, do you want to be desolate or do you want to be prosperous? Do you want protection or do you want, you know, exposure to your enemies? They would, of course, say that they want protection. So why is it that Jesus says that you didn't want it? You would not. Because he's not saying that they don't want protection. He's saying that they didn't want God's protection because it's evident from how they received the message. The way that God brings about his plan in your life, the only way, there's only one way. Sometimes people have 10 steps to this, 3 steps to that. There's only one step. There only ever is one step. Jesus said one thing is needful. So if anyone ever teaches you more than one step on how to receive from God, they're wrong. Jesus said one thing is needful in Luke chapter 10. One thing is needful. Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, this one thing I do. So very, very clear. The only thing that is going to take you from where you are right now to the big plan that God has for your life, because he has the same plan for all of us, right? That same power. The only thing that's going to take you from here to there is the message of the gospel, period. That's it. That's why the one thing that's needful in Luke chapter 10, Jesus spoke about, it was Mary hearing his word. And it's not just any word, it's the gospel of what Jesus provided for you. And you'll notice it says that Jerusalem did not want the protection, did not want the plan of God for their life. And they would have said at the time, no, of course we want the plan of God for our life. They were probably calling out to God for help. But that's not going to do it. Based on how you want to receive the gospel is based on it is how God judges whether you want his protection, whether you want his plan, whether you want his manifestation in your life. It's how you treat the gospel, is how you treat God's provision, because and how you treat God's plan. Because it's only the message of the gospel and you receiving that and learning and growing in that that's going to produce the plan of God for your life. So God already wants this. This is very evident from that verse. Jesus said, I want this plan for your life. In fact, the Bible says that he wishes above all things in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. I wish above all things that you prosper and you be in health. So why isn't everyone prospering and in health? That's not an unclear verse, right? You'd have to just deny that on its face to not accept that. That's a clear verse. And God has a will for every person. That will doesn't automatically come to pass because as that verse goes on to say, it's as your soul prospers. That means as your soul receives the message, so you will prosper and be in health. So I'm not as healthy as God wants me to be right now. Did you know that? I'm just using myself as an example so you know you understand I'm applying it to myself as well. I'm not as healthy as God wants me to be. I'm as healthy as my soul will allow him to make me healthy. I'm not prospering the way that God wants me to prosper today. I'm prospering to the extent that my soul allows the Lord to prosper me. Jerusalem was not prospering and continues to not prosper as much as Jesus would because he said, how often I wanted this, but you didn't want it. Not that they didn't want protection, but they didn't want the message. And if you don't want the message, then you don't want the plan of God for your life, because that's how you get the plan of God for your life. So there's so much more I could say, but I just want to encourage you with this, that God has a plan and a will for your life. And the plan of God does not include suffering. It does not include pain. It does not include lack of any kind. It includes a fullness that is unnatural, an unnatural kind of fullness, an unnatural, tongue twister, kind of excess for your life. That's what God wants for you, that you prosper, that you be in health, in all things, that these things be true in your life. But you have to receive the message of the gospel. And the crazier you get about the message of the gospel, the crazier results you're going to see in your life. That's just a fact. The way you treat the seed is how you get the fruit. And that's why the people that didn't treat the seed well in the parable of the sower didn't get fruit. And it was not because God didn't want them to have fruit. God wants every person in here to get the exact same results. Prophecy is not reserved for a select few. Raising the dead is not reserved for a select few. We all have the same power that raised Christ from the dead living inside of us. God wants it to manifest through us all equally. We all have the same things in Christ. He's the equalizer. But you just need to treat the gospel as a priority in your life. And if you will just go crazy about receiving the gospel of Jesus, like it's your life, like your life depends on it, that by itself is enjoyable. Learning how God loved you and all the things he provided. But if you'll do that, I promise you, you can't miss the plan of God for your life. Impossible. Impossible. It's as if you're saying, if anyone would ever tell you that you can learn Jesus like crazy, but you still have to do all these other things so you don't miss God's plan, they're lying to you. You know why? You can't plant the seed and not get the fruit. You don't get a choice as to what fruit you get in your life. You just get a choice as to what seed you plant in your heart. And if you plant that incorruptible seed of the Word of God, the undying seed of the Word of God, you're getting fruit. So you don't have to go through all these steps on how do I get the plan of God into my life. Some of the people think that's too simple, and that's why it's passed up so often. The message of the gospel. The right message, mind you. But the message of what Jesus provided. If you go crazy on that, you will feel like you accidentally fall into the plan of God for your life. I could give you testimony after testimony after testimony of other people, but also in my own life, of how many things God has told me, oh, you'll do this, you'll do this. And I just started receiving the gospel. I didn't even get my focus on those things. I just got my focus on Jesus. And then you look around you one day and you go, oh, I'm doing the thing that you told me. That's how easy it comes about, and how nothing can stop that. How easy these things just come about in our life. And if you plant that seed, like I said, you're going to get that fruit. So I'll leave you with that. The plan of God for your life is an inevitable, that's the word I was looking for, how inevitable it is, the plan of God for your life, if you plant that seed. And if you want more plan, then plant more seed.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformedchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformedchurch.com.